Now, how do those simple words work for me? I've been putting Psalm 91 in since my parents been putting it in me, and I've been putting it in myself at a young age. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge, my fortress, my God, and him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall come under his feathers, under his wings shall I trust. The truth shall be my shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid of terror by night, nor for the air fire by day. I know it all. I'm not going to quote it. That's one of my daily readings. He protects me. So since I've built myself up, I can simply say, nope. 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 Why? I'm in charge of me. Just like you in charge of your home and your yard, be in charge of you. Why is it so easy for us to say no to garbage and we mess up and sin? That should be the other way around, shouldn't it? Shouldn't it be that on the spiritual side, I'm conscious of whatever I'm doing and what I'm about to, I don't lose control. I know the word enough not to let debt, even though it show up, rattle me. I'm not shaking. I went a whole week and no work, no paycheck. I wouldn't rattle at all. How many of us did the same thing? You went in the ice. Wasn't rattled at all. I'm all right. Would I like to have that paycheck? Sure. But I'm not going to be rattled because I didn't get a paycheck. Why? My God supplies all my need according to that's what I'm going to rely on. I'm not going to rely on all. Two paychecks ago, I didn't get one. And I'm still standing here, Lord, man, I didn't get a paycheck 2 weeks ago. I'm still doing. No, I'm not worried about that. He's going to supply my need no matter what I do and what I got going on. And I'm telling you, you need to treat sin and all that, treat it just like trash. All right, check this out. You got enough sense to know. I'm going to tell you one more. To make you go, ooh, yeah. How many of you, on the way home, you stop out here and this guy, cow pastor, and just roll around on the ground? That make you, ooh. You got enough sense not to know. Enough sense to know not to do that, don't you? Why is it that you seem like you don't have enough sense to know? Some of us. Hey, the Bible says this about my situation. This is the point I'm trying to make. You got enough sense to know not to let them folk put trash in your front yard. You got enough sense to know not to let them build a pig pen in your front yard. Why do we sometimes forget to have enough sense to bless the Lord at all times? Why is it we forget sometimes, forget and just get out of character and then let the bill overtake and let something other than the word come out of our mouth? I use this little quarter inch wrench at work to make adjustments. You have to keep one on the job I do. One time I lost one and I lost my box and I went, I ain't gonna say it. I'm not gonna, I keep myself from saying I done lost my wrench. I said, I refuse to say it. I looked around and I couldn't. And a few minutes later, I found that wrench. I refuse to say it. I'm telling you, refuse to say it. The negative side, it may be present. Sickness may show up. Nope. You might even get sick. You may have COVID. But the word don't, that don't make the word not work. Are you alive? The word worked. Glory to God. We got to have enough sense to know the word is the final authority. Devil, you're under my feet. I speak the word, you do what I say. Why is it that you don't know? You can speak into the atmosphere and it'll show up. Glory to God. One of my desires is 12 grandkids. One of them is my son. One of my desires is, because they're getting big, then we got some of them grown up there. I was like, man, we need, they love the ride. You know, they country folk, they country kids, man. I love it. And there was only three four-wheelers. They're kind of running out. They're getting too big to double up. So, Lord, you know, I said, I want to get them one, but I ain't crazy. I'm not going to buy one and be in debt. You know, it's not the right time. But the Lord had me do something I really didn't want to do. It was my favorite pistol. Oh, my God. And he had me give it to my brother. I said, I like this pistol because I can put 18 rounds in it. And it's only 30 grains less than a 45, which I do. I have one of those. I mean, you can shoot 18 rounds because I got a +2 mag. And I carry it to the woods when I go hunting. You can't get a rifle up. Or if you do, you only got one shot. Pistol, you got 18 rounds if you run into something you need to shoot or whatever to protect yourself out there. And the Lord had me get that gun away. I walked, Daddy was in there. I walked in the office. I said, bro, it's a hard one. Matter of fact, I think it's a year later before I gave it away. And I told him, I said, Lord, you have to forgive me. This one was a hard one. I said, I bought that gun brand spanking new. Ain't been a bullet in it. I bought it new. But I said, this won't go away, so I know it's you. That's a hint for somebody. If it keep coming up, that's the Lord. Not giving something away or whatever. You go away and keep coming up, you gonna do it. So finally, I went on and gave him the gun, long story short. And I tell you what, an extra four-wheeler showed up. I wasn't even looking for it. I gave my son a shotgun for Christmas. My extra shotgun showed up. It was something else. I forgot. Something else showed up. All it just showed up. I wasn't even looking for it. I wanted one. I said, I'm being smart, more smart with my money. I'm just not gonna go buy stuff just to be buying it. Even though I want it, stuff just showed up. I'm telling you, if you'll stick to the side of God and you won't let trash get dumped on you, you watch what you watch on TV, watch what you click on the internet and on Facebook, watch what you, I'm telling you, it'll just show up. You treat all the other stuff, you just remember this message today when stuff come up. That's trash. I got enough sense to know not to go stick my foot down in the trash can and walk around the house. Don't you? We got enough sense to do that. Come on, so tell me, where's your sense at when it comes to the word of God? Where's it at? Not calling anybody dumb. I'm just saying it's what you dwell on. You got so many people out there don't know the word saying, I would do this and I would do this. Not me. Got people that get to talking about stuff that I don't want to hear. You know what I do? Okay. They get to talking about stuff. I say, no, I ain't finna listen to this. No. Mm-mm, no. They pick at me because I get up and go out to my job on time. I'm supposed to be on the floor at 3:30. Or let me get to the room. I need to do. You ain't got it. No, I'm going. Not to put them down. I'm just saying it's just me. I treat being late just like trash. Come on now. Do better here. We all a lot of us need to treat being late like trash. We need to treat it just like trash. I got enough sense not enough sense to know not to play around in trash. I'll have enough sense to be here on time. Come on now. Treat it just like trash. I think I got a few more scriptures and then I'm about done. I hope I'm getting through to you today. Let me tell you why. Luke 10:19, we know it. It says, behold, I give unto you what? Power. To tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. So you can do it. There it is. It says it give you power. It's already provided for you. So all you got to do, say, hey, I have the ability, I have the authority, I have the power to do what's right. I have the ability, I have the power to not accept lack, debt, sin, or whatever it is you got going on. Even if the bills show up unexpectedly, even if the sickness show up and you have to go to the hospital, I refuse to change what I say. Nope, I don't accept this. People gonna call you crazy? Of course. So?